Today is Friday, March 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Write Down Your Story Day. I podcast my story every day. It's National Children's Craft Day. It's National Learn About Butterflies Day. National Pie Day, as in P-I. It's 3.141 something. And it's National Potato Chip Day. I do love potato chips. You know, we're having chili tonight. I think we'll have potato chips with our chili. And that will actually, because I record this a day in advance, I'll have to have a potato chip tomorrow. But maybe we'll have potato chips with the chili anyway, regardless, because why the heck not? I'm so close to having this new architecture in production for Podcast Maps. I got everything working. I mean, everything. I got rid of every error in the console, in the browser, the developer console in the browser, which most people don't even know about, but you can debug things in the web page in your browser. And so I got everything fixed, even the things that didn't appear to be impacting anything at all. I still made sure there were no errors popping up. There are some warnings. Google is deprecating a particular API that I'm using, but for now, that's just gonna, it says we don't have any plans to, sorry, they're not deprecating it. That would be the wrong word. They're not recommending using it anymore. They're gonna do vulnerability fixes, or like, you know, if any security problems are found, they'll fix those. But other than that, they're not updating it. So to get the newest features, you should really update to the newest APIs. But now I've got all this working and it's like, blah. But copying everything over to production, though, is a nightmare because I thought I set everything up to copy correctly. And then I loaded everything up and started it up, and there were just all these database problems. And so I'm trying to fix all those. And I still don't know why it didn't create it the way it was supposed to, because all of that was supposed to be already set up. But, you know, regardless, the hardest part of programming, I find, or the hardest part of coding, writing code, of developing software, is not developing software. It's all of this database connection, and, you know, you gotta have a server, and you gotta, like, and there are dependency, there are different pieces of code that you depend on from other sources that have to be at the right version. Like, there are all these things that have nothing to do with writing of the actual code. And those are the ones that take the most time. I got everything working locally, but then when I uploaded everything and started everything up, lo and behold, there are problems. But I'll get them resolved. And again, once you resolve, like, it's one of those where you're really frustrated while the problem is occurring, but then when you fix it, you get this dopamine, like, ah, it's working fantastic. You know, you get this high off of it. So it's kind of a frustration high, that sort of thing when you're writing code, because you're constantly problem solving. And so every time you solve a problem, it makes you feel kind of good. And then you just move on to the next problem. And so you're frustrated again. So it's just up, down, up, down. I will get it resolved. Before you guys listen to it, it will be up and running. It may take me until I go to bed tonight, but it will be up and running. And right now it's running, but you cannot add listeners. So if anyone's trying to add themselves right at the moment, I apologize, because that's not working, because we add listeners to the database now, because that's, but the logging in and logging out is flawless. I don't know why the listener piece is not working, but I'll get it fixed. Let's look here actually and see if the logging in and logging out was flawless. Cause I say that But when I log in for the first time, it's supposed to add me to the database. So select star from users. The name of the user table is users, if anybody wants to hack me. Yeah, it added me. So that worked. I just need to figure out why it's not able to add listeners to the listener table. I'm sure I'll figure it out. There's a dot in the wrong place or a tittle or something. Who knows? A dot or a tittle or a T or a I. The crossing of the T is incorrect. Coding is a very specific art form. Coding is going to change a lot, though, because most of this... So I am having to go in. Look, these AIs are able to generate a lot. These LLMs are able to generate a lot. And they are able, if you try hard enough, they are able to fix most anything as well. But you have to keep representing the problem to them, like, okay, try it this way. What about this? But actually, it has been the bare bones of this, like, hey, I need this and I need that and I need that. And then it spits out code. But the debugging I've had to assist, I'll be like, hey, I noticed that this is the case. Did you, I noticed that this thing was lowercase and I think it might need, but she's like, oh yeah, you're right. So it's not like I'm not coding at all. I don't think it's to the point where you can know nothing about technology or code and write an application with AI. I think it will get there though. I think it will honestly get there because again, it's written a lot, but because I have skills, I have a set of skills. I can debug and well, but it's really helped me. So once I get this one in place, I'm moving on to a website for my business that I'm going to start up. So I'm looking forward to that. And I will tell you guys more once I have like a domain name and some other things in place. But well, I don't know. I could tell you now, but I mentioned something on Throwing Down and they were all like, oh, you're saying that out loud before you have a patent? I'm not going to get a patent, I don't think. What I'm going to be selling is not an invention necessarily. And I'm sure the thing that I want to do is probably been patented already. Oh, so that means I'll have to pay someone for, I don't know. We have some contact, so let's go ahead and read that. Leo says, hi there, thanks for the compliment. You're welcome, Leo. I like to tell guys when I think they're attractive. I mean, I don't just walk up to guys and say, oh my God, you're attractive. I used to pay for Throwing Down, but I mostly just listened to your show, so I canceled it. If you package that, I would pay. I'm not as much of a Mix Minus fan, so not that one, to be honest. And then a bunch of smiley faces. Maybe I'm no longer attractive for that opinion? ? That's all. No, it's fine. You can have a bit. Well, first of all, this is a different type of show than The Mix. On The Mix, we have segments. We have, we have a quiz. We have birthdays. We have all of that stuff. We have a lot of contact that takes up a lot of... the celebrity death phone contest and all that kind of stuff. So it's like a morning radio show. And if you don't like one or more of the personalities, or if you don't like the topics that we talk about, then you're not going to like it. Whereas this is literally just, I'm having verbal diarrhea. And, but yeah, you like my show though, which is a cool thing. I really... When people tell me they like my show and, oh my God, I listen to your show and I like it and, whatever. And really your show is the one that I like and all this kind of stuff. So, it flabbergasts me a little bit because I'm like, well, I know I'm an okay podcaster. Like I've been podcasting for 16 years. So, or somewhere around there. I don't know the exact number, but quite a bit. So I've gotten past the stammering and the and the uhs. I mean, I know I do say like and all those things, but I can carry on a podcast for as long as I need to and say, that's a skill. That is a skill. I can talk. And so for that, you know, I think, and I've done so many different podcasts. I've done the Adam and Maddie Show was my first one. And Geeky Gay, and I did Dubious Intent with Daniel, and then we switched. Then, you know, he hated me for a while. I'm such a hateable person. And he hated me for a while, and so we stopped. And then we started back, but we then rebranded. And I've done, you know, Survivor Recap, Survivor's Ready, But First for Big Brother, Throwing Down, like all these. So I've done so many podcasts. So I'm not surprised necessarily, but I just don't think of my little fart joke personal journal podcast as entertaining. But I like that some of you guys, I mean, I listen to it now because I'm really out of stuff to listen to. And my list of podcasts has just gotten so small. And I've tried new ones and I'm just nothing is clicking so far. The only one that I still love listening to every single day is The Morning Stream. And everything else that I've tried, I've tried different technology because I really am interested in technology, but I get bored of them. I don't know. And the guy who I used to love to listen to his radio show, he died like 5 years ago. So they don't do that show anymore. And his co-host started an online version of the show, but it's just not good without Russ Martin. It's not the same. Russ Martin is the guy that I'm talking about. So I've got to find something. But anyway, bottom line, I'm glad that you like my show. It's okay if you don't like other ones, you know. It's okay if you don't like anything. It's all opinion, and we all have different tastes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.